Genesis. Is it just a metaphor?
Answers with Ken Ham, an international speaker and writer on the book of Genesis.
Well, if the book of Genesis is just a metaphor, we'd have to throw out all Christian doctrine, and the gospel itself would be meaningless. Let me explain. Over the years, I've had a number of pastors insist that Genesis chapters 1 to 11 are just metaphors, that they aren't meant to be taken as literal history. I like to challenge these pastors by referring them to the genealogies in the Old and New Testaments. In Luke, the genealogy is listed to show that Jesus Christ became a descendant of Adam. As you read through the genealogy, it mentions a particular person being a descendant of a specific person and so on, all the way back to, well, a metaphor? Of course not. It's back to a real first man, Adam. The Apostle Paul in Corinthians compares the first Adam and the last Adam, Christ, to explain the origin of sin and death and the need for a Savior. If the first Adam was just a metaphor, then this makes the gospel meaningless.
In the booklet we're offering you this week, we connect what happened in Genesis to the birth of Christ. For some fascinating reading, call our toll-free line, make a donation of any amount, and we'll send you 10 of these excellent booklets, suitable for witnessing. 24 hours a day, you can call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or get the booklets on our website of answersoffer.org.